This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They say if you can't run with the big dogs,
what do you do?
Stay on the porch.
All right.
Here's the problem. Right now in the AFC, we're not entirely sure who the big dogs are. That could change Sunday night.
All right.
Because we could be looking at a changing of the guard, and whomever comes out on top in Baltimore is going to make this entire picture of a whole conference very clear. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF, Bills Ravens, 8:20, Sunday night, live here on CMF. If you want to watch the game,
watch out.
You can go hang out with one super cool chick, bro.
Who's going to be there?
Kimmy.
Me.
Who's she bringing?
Me.
Kimmy will be at the Bill Gray's Tap Room in Chi-Lai, starting at 7:30.
Yep.
So go watch the game, eat, drink, have fun. Best place to watch a game in Rochester. And hang out with your friends from 96.5 WCMF. So, Tommy, the last 4 years, there have been four powerhouse teams in the AFC. Chiefs.
Number one.
Bills. Bengals. Ravens.
Yeah.
But this year, things are shaking out a little bit different. The Bengals last year missed the playoffs, and they're currently 0-3. And the Bengals might be bad. The Ravens lost their first two games, one of them to a bad Raiders team, and they were a play or two in Dallas last week from also being 0-3.
Yeah, they almost blew that lead.
The Bills, on the other hand, were supposed to take a step back this season, but they've been playing like the most dominant team in football. People now are making the argument, though, they've only beaten bad teams, and that the Bills may not be as good as we think the Bills are. And then there's the Chiefs, who are also undefeated, but they've struggled in all three of the games they've played.
They don't score like they used to.
Exactly. Patrick Mahomes does not look like Patrick Mahomes. Travis Kelce is not playing like Travis Kelce. Now, nothing that doesn't say they don't turn it on, right? But with the sample size this small, it's hard to know if what we think is the right idea.
All right.
However, Tommy,
what we got?
This game between the Bills and Ravens Sunday night will make that picture much clearer. The Ravens win this game, they're back on track, and things may start to shake out the way everyone thought they would. If the Bills win this game, the Ravens are at 1-3, they're in serious trouble, and it would be hard to argue the Bills are not a legitimate team. You then start to figure out that if the Bills beat the Ravens, well, they're not that good, and the Chiefs beating them on opening night isn't all that impressive.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? We, on this one game, start to know who's good everywhere. And for that reason, I am super excited about Sunday night. I mean, do you look at this, Kimmy? If the Bills win this game in Baltimore in convincing fashion, is that a justification for how good this team is?
I think, I think that this is definitely their toughest test by far. So we're really going to get a good look. And to your point, like what we talked about earlier this week, if they can do it with some of their key guys out on defense, that says a lot there.
We know linebacker Terrell Bernard, team captain, he will not be playing in this game. Best nickel corner in the league, Teron Johnson, will not be playing in this game. Matt Milano, we already know, is not going to be playing in this game. So you're right. You're going to have to take on two-time MVP Lamar Jackson and world's scariest running back in Derrick Henry without your arguably three best defensive players.
But McDermott's kind of figured out Henry, I thought, when he played at Tennessee.
So the last time they played Derrick Henry, yes, you shut him down, but that's a different system. It's a different offensive line. Who knows? He had 155, 151 yards and two touchdowns last
week. He was incredible in that game.
You've got a lot of guys to worry about to contain, I guess.
Can I just do a quick sidebar?
Mm.
Because like Tommy all week has been talking about how impressive Derrick Henry is.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Well, he's been talking about Derrick Henry for years, ever since he saw him in the weight room on TV.
It looks super. He looks like a Superman.
He does.
Like a superhero.
Yeah. Like for those who've never seen pictures of Derrick Henry, I encourage you to Google his workouts.
His diet is insane.
What's his diet?
So Tom Brady was breaking down his diet before. He doesn't really eat a meal till 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wait, he fasts until four?
No, he has an egg and an egg or a banana and one avocado until 4 o'clock.
Oh.
Then he eats. And when he eats, it's exactly what you would think a nut would eat. Like, he doesn't eat any dairy.
Okay.
No artificial sweeteners.
Okay.
Like, it's all, like, the lamest, boringest food he puts in his body.
It's working for him.
And he works out like a fiend.
Dude looks like he's carved out of granite.
Yeah.
But every time Derrick Henry comes up, you always have to go out of your way to comment on his body.
Yeah. That's a very impressive physique. As somebody who works out, I would think you would be impressed by the man's build.
No, I mean, it is impressive. It is. It's just weird how every time his name comes up, you have to talk about how that time you saw him shirtless with chains around his neck, squatting like 900 pounds, was really impressed you. Whoa, man, check it out. Look at those pecs. Look at those quads flaring.
His pecs have pecs.
You know, what sucks the most about starting an NFL season is it can take months to determine who is a legitimate contender.
But it's such a short season.
It's weird, though, right?
You only got 18 games to figure it out.
Well, like, for example, at the end of last season, when the Bills were trying to right the ship at 6-6, they played an Eagles team that was dominant.
Mm-hmm.
They had beaten everybody. And the Bills went to overtime with the Eagles, and they lost a heartbreaking game. But the fact that they hung with the Eagles, people thought, like, okay, the Bills are back. And then, after 12 games of the Eagles looking like the best team in the NFL by far, they fell apart.
Yeah.
So, did something change? Were they not good in the first place? Did they just catch a couple of breaks along the way where they look like they're good, but it turns out they weren't good?
Or do people figure them out? Like you always say, like after a while, some coaches figure their systems out, and now they can compete, I guess.
It's a great question. And, I mean, I think you can look at the first couple games of this season and ask the same question. For example, the first 5 weeks of this Bills schedule this season was supposed to be brutal. The Dolphins were going to contend for a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not so much. The Jags were going to come back from last year's trouble and win their division. That ain't happening anymore. The Ravens can be unstoppable. This game on Sunday night, although still scary, not as scary as it was before opening day. And then the Texans next week, they were going to be the team that replaced the Bills.
And they ain't looking that great.
They got blown out last Sunday. So the question becomes,
what's the question?
Are the Bills making good teams like Miami and Jacksonville look bad? And I know that Miami's bad now because Tua is out, but he was in for that game.
Yeah.
Or are we just beating teams that aren't good? And if we are, as the Bills fans, beating teams that aren't good, how will we know when we play someone good? What team is down the schedule that you can see, point to, and go, we'll beat that team, and that's when we'll know if the Bills are good or bad.
Do they play Kansas City this year?
Yes, in Buffalo, November 17th.
26th. So that would be the other big test, probably, in the AFC.
But you just said it yourself. Mahomes doesn't look like Mahomes.
No. And you could say Baltimore is kind of just two-dimensional on offense, right?
Yeah.
With Josh Allen, you don't know what is going to happen. Because he's got so many options.
It is the Josh Allen experience.
Right. Yeah. But you don't know what you're going to see.
Yeah, no, you're right, man. You're right.
I think there's something else that we should be looking for, too, because in past games, even games like the Bills have won, the Bills, specifically Josh Allen, I guess, like there have been times where he's just made some mistakes that have put his team in a really tough position.
He made some dumb moves.
The Josh Allen experience. Mm.
If what we're seeing so far, if that continues where he is consistent and he's not, I guess, making those decisions.
When he's being bad, Josh.
Yeah, I think that we
bad Josh. No.
We'll have like a better idea of what to expect from this team too.
Okay.
Because
seasoned right now. That dude looks like he can't lose.
No, that dude is fried chicken. Like he is seasoned.
Yes. Mm. You can't think any team wants to see Josh Allen coming to town.
He's the best quarterback in the NFL.
Right. You don't want to play him right now.
I would think so. But then again, I mean, you know, all it takes is 1 week to change everybody's mind.
Right, right. That's what I mean.
But you've got to make that change. Is it changing you?
Can he stay consistent?
Did he say that?
He doesn't matter.
Win or lose, I think if we see consistent Josh, it's a good sign.
We're going all the way.
252 W. We? Is there a cricket in your pocket? Who's we?
We. We, the team.
252 WCMF. We're talking about the Bills-Ravens game Sunday night and how, at this moment, it's impossible to know who's good. But this Bills-Ravens game, depending on how it shakes out, could give us like the key to know who everyone in the AFC stacks up against. Who's good, who's bad. Kimmy, do you think this Bills team is legit right now?
I think so. I hope so.
No, but that's not an answer.
No,
yes or no, are the Bills
so
good?
So far, yes.
And Sean McDermott has beaten every team he knows.
Yeah, he's...
Like, he has controlled these teams that he knows.
He's 2-0 the last two games against the Ravens.
And he knows Baltimore.
Yeah, yeah.
He knows Kansas City inside and out.
So you think the Bills are good?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I also... You know what makes me nervous? And again, I just think this is the jaded Bills fan in me and in all of us. Whenever the national media starts jumping on the Bills bandwagon, like, this is a great team, Josh Allen, number one quarterback, that's when I get nervous.
Okay, but also, like,
but that's going to happen every time you start heating up
again. Because it didn't happen as much last year just because even though they were winning, sometimes Josh would turn the ball over, and they were close, like, nail-biting games. So you didn't see it as much as I've seen it so far this year.
But it's funny, right? Like, that team last year, it's not the best Bills team we've ever seen. They had the 2 seed in the AFC, and they lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions on a missed field goal in the playoffs. Yeah. Look, personally, I think this Bills team is good. You never bet against Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
But it is important to point out, just for sanity's context sake, we have, as Bills fans, been fooled before.
Yeah.
Because, Kimmy, you remember during the drought years, there were times where the Bills started 4-0, 5-1.
All of a sudden, you're like, oh, my God. Oh, my God, we got something here.
Yeah. Trent Edwards was the heir apparent to Jim Kelly. Ryan Fitzpatrick was going to lead us to a Super Bowl. I mean, don't forget.
They
Bills
paid that guy.
Well, but they opened the season. They paid him after. They opened the season on a 4-game winning streak. They beat New England for the first time in years. Drayton Florence made the cover of Sports Illustrated after he picked 6 Brady.
Yeah.
And they missed the playoffs that year. They missed the playoffs. Now, I'm not even close to suggesting this Bills team makes the playoffs, but it's important to remember, you're never as good as you think you are.
Okay.
And you're never as bad as you think you are.
Okay.
Because 10 weeks into last year, the Bills were 5-5. They finished the regular season with a 2 seed. They lost to the eventual Super Bowl champions.
They turned it around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And what makes this suck even more?
I'm waiting for the roller coaster.
May not happen.
I don't know.
You may be looking at America's quarterback.
Because I think you could still be a good team.
All-American from Wyoming.
Can we not do this? He's from California.
In Northern California.
Because I think even...
From the mountains.
Shut up.
Mountain boy.
Down in the west, Wyoming
town. Yeah, don't work.
Okay.
Because even when they've had good teams in the past, like, they've still... They still took us on a wild ride. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm waiting for that.
All right. I mean, that's fair. And again, like, these teams know each other really well. So it's possible, even if the Bills are better than this Ravens team, it's going to be a close game. Right.
But the Ravens might not know this team because of all the plug-in dudes you've got in there.
Plug-in dudes.
They're kind of like plug-in patchwork. You're playing with patches. Patches? I'm dependent on you, son.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.